You are listening to the podcast episode 174, and something's a bit different this week.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
What about that for a start?
Oh, yes.
I found these people.
Yeah, all right. Keep on about it.
Yes. That was the Nuri, spelt N-U-R-I with Masquerade. Source from Jamendo. They're from Mainz in Germany. They're an alternative progressive rock band from Germany, founded in late 2007. This track is the title one from their album Masquerade, which was released less than 6 months after they formed. Got quite good reviews both in Germany and internationally. And they then released a second album, Music Box, in April this year, both under Creative Commons. As I said, it was sourced from Jamendo, so we get to get Doris out later. And you can find out more by going to thenuri.de. It is in German, but if you translate it, you'll get it.
I do realise now there's a challenge that you have to come up with something different every time for Doris.
Yes. I want to play with Doris tonight. Doesn't sound particularly...
That's a different podcast altogether. Welcome one and all. It is the podcast episode 174. It's Friday the 26th of August. Thank you very much indeed for coming along. We have got a stonker of a show tonight. It is somewhat different from what you'd be used to. For starters, you probably hear things. We sound different. We're not in our usual place. And yeah, I'll leave it at that for now. But we do have some cracking music to get on with, so let's have one now. This is Stephen Dunstan.
It's true you're gone, baby, I saw you leave. You got on the airplane and waved back at me. You taxied the runway and climbed up the sky and left me at home here with myself and I. But no matter how far away you might be, I can still feel the weight of your body on me. Baby, that's gravity. Back in the orbit of everyday things, objects are pulling my celestial strings, forcing upon me their new point of view, as if I no longer orbit round you. But no matter how far away you might be, I can still feel the weight of your body on me. Baby, that's gravity. Baby, that's gravity. Baby, that's gravity. Baby, that's gravity. Days pass me by and the phone doesn't ring. You're far away and accelerating. I'd pull you back if I had enough weight. Escape velocity says it's too late. But no matter how far away you might be, I can still feel the weight of your body on me. Baby, that's gravity. 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 Baby, that's gravity.
G'day Dave and Caroline, this is Erk from Channel Erk in Australia, and the Bugcast is on too early in the morning for me to be live in the chat room, so I'm quite happy listening to the podcast. And here's some more stonking music.
By still I get no thrill. It's like I'm falling.
What about that for a mix of songs? Something nice and smooth and quiet, and then something wah. Well, the first track was Steve Dunstan with Gravity. We have played Steve before quite recently. Sorry, Stephen before quite recently. He's from Seattle. He's a singer-songwriter. He's also a sound designer and a web designer. He released both of his albums on Jamendo in 2006. And he lives in the Pacific Northwest, where he and his family are reforesting 11 acres of rainforest and steam habitat. Mm-hmm. To find out more, check out stephendunstan.com and again, Jamendo, so Doris gets to play. And then after that, it was an Australian band from Sydney called Amodus with Negative. They're a four-piece band with three talented female musicians providing the head-bopping, rib-cage rattling wall of sound for their frontman male singer, which is quite a nice alternative twist on the things. Mm. And you can find out more by going to myspace.com/Amodus. And is there anything else we can talk about with those guys?
Amodus, they are absolutely rock. G'day, Dave. G'day, Caroline. It's Eric from Channel Work.
Hello.
Yes, and we thought we'd do something different, didn't we? Because the last time we had you on the show, it was through the wonder of Skype.
And it was rather early in the morning.
It was very early in the morning. But actually, what's the time where you are? Was it about 20 to 10?
At that stage it was, but at the moment it's about 6:30 in the morning.
But
it's in the middle of our winter, you say, mate.
Of course, yes. A little bit colder down there. But no, we do actually have Irk in the studio live with us in person.
On our sofa.
On our couch, yes. So that's part of the reason why things sound differently. We're on a different setup, we've got different microphones, and we're in a different room. But yes, welcome. It's fantastic to have you here. I tell you what, let's start off. Tell people who you are and what you do.
My name's Irk. I run a series of podcasts which come under the title of Channel Irk. Some people may know me for my music show, Irk FM. I also podcast with my mother. We do a talk show each and every Saturday called Blast from the Past, She also does her own music show called Judy's Blast FM. And I do a talk show called Irk Pod where I just basically waffle on about whatever I want to waffle on at a particular time. At the moment, I've basically got my voice recorder and wherever I happen to be, I'll just tell you what's going on with my massive European trip at the moment.
Excellent. Yeah, we do the talking thing as well. It's called the Bugcast. So, I had a question and it was going to be a really good one and I've completely forgotten it. So, yeah, where have you been so far on your big European tour?
I started from Australia just in case people couldn't figure out the accent.
Well, that's not in Europe.
Well, I had to leave Australia to get here. I almost actually didn't leave Australia because they confiscated my Vegemite.
How dare they?
And that almost created an international security incident right there.
It just seems really odd that Australia would want to confiscate one of their own products.
Especially on the way out. But it failed the gels/liquids test.
Mm.
And I was trying to explain to an Australian security guy that when was the last time that you heard of a 747 or whatever going down because some Australian guy had some Vegemite on board. He then promptly threatened me with the Australian Federal Police.
Ah, right. Yes, not good.
So I had to change that line of questioning. But Dave did try some Vegemite before, during our show prep.
Mm.
I managed to get some Vegemite in a squeezy jar in duty free. So I think they were more concerned about the actual container rather than the contents themselves.
Mm-hmm. I would put that down to being very petty, to be honest with you. I mean, if an Australian official doesn't know what Vegemite is and know whether it's the real thing or not, I'm sure if you tried to put anything in Vegemite, you'd know.
And it was a sealed container. I'd brought it that afternoon.
With the cellophane thing around the top?
Not the cellophane thing around the top, but you could see that the jar hadn't been opened.
That's crazy.
My first stop was Japan.
That's not in Europe either.
No, I spent a week there because it is such a long flight. For those of you who haven't done the flight between Australia and Europe, it's such a long flight. So I thought that I'd break it up going to Japan for a week. I felt an earthquake while I was in Japan.
Mm. The one that the 6.8 was it? No, that was more recently, wasn't it?
It was at the start of July. It was about 5.9, I think, on the Richter scale.
I think the one I'm thinking of was about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
We've had one earthquake here, haven't we, that woke us up.
Yeah, is that when I fell out of bed?
Hmm?
Was that when I fell out of bed?
No, you didn't fall out of bed. It was mild in comparison. It was a 3-point-something, and it was quite far away, but it just was weird.
Hmm.
I went to Amsterdam. I was advised by my workmates and my fellow podcasting buddies and my mum, basically, don't look in any strange windows. Don't go into any strange cafes. I survived Amsterdam. I've been to Sweden. I've been to Norway. I was actually in Oslo a couple of days before the tragic incident in Oslo recently.
Mm.
I went to Finland. I went to Denmark. I've been to Germany. I've been to France. I've been to Spain. I've been to Hungary. A couple of day trips to Portugal. And I'm now here in the Bugcast studio, or Bugcast Towers, as I've been calling it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I've always called it the Bug Castle because...
That's what you called it on Foursquare, basically.
No, I called it the Bug Castle on Foursquare because I called it the Bug Castle elsewhere. But bless you. But Kodja calls his podcasting house. And I can't remember. Roddy's got a name for his empire as well. I prefer Bugcast Towers to the Bug Castle.
Yeah, because Irk was down in London, weren't you?
And I then was.
Me and the girls met him up in Sheffield. And
keep talking.
And then brought him over to Conisbury, which is completely different to London, which is nice and busy, and here very, very quiet.
It's been a very hectic trip, and to have a quiet day where I basically did not leave your couch
Yes.
was absolutely awesome.
Yeah, and the kids actually left you alone for a little while as well. They had been painting and drawing and doing Lego and all sorts. So they've been quite good today.
No, the girls have been excellent, and I'm not usually a person who has a lot to do with kids.
They love you, though.
They do.
Our kids don't take long. I think we call it the climbing factor. If they climb over people, they've accepted you.
I pride the children on being very good judges of character.
Because there are people
they've never been wrong.
There are people they won't go near. But there's others, that, and it's a sure sign of being comfortable with you if they're going to climb all over you.
Mm, absolutely.
Because at one point, Amy was on there at one side, Cara's on the other side. So.
Indeed.
But I've definitely had a lot of fun. There was the massive London pod crawl last weekend. Rolly, Colin and I made it to 8 pubs. Go us.
How many pints?
I was told that you don't count the pints on a pub crawl, Dave.
That's really odd, because I did.
Yeah, but that's because you had a nap for it.
I was going to say, did I count the pints, or did I go back the following day and check to see how many check-ins I made?
You were counting the pints quite well, and as the time went on, it was like, oh, I didn't record that one. So I don't think your tally was official.
I logged all of the beers.
Just not how many you took of them.
Exactly. I didn't necessarily log how many I had of each. But
a reasonable amount.
Any beers of note?
Well, I'm really the wrong person to talk about beer, even though I'm Australian. Foster's is not Australian for beer.
Foster's is Nats.
The last time prior to last Saturday on IRC FM episode 180, that I had previously had beer was on a podcast, was in Chicago, and I was dared to drink Foster's. I basically called it something that is a little bit impolite for Dave's sensitive ears.
And I almost sensitive ears.
And I almost spat on my host computer.
Nice.
Which isn't a good thing to do. But Rolly says, come on, dude, you've got to try a bit of beer. So I said, okay, I had some. Now get this. I actually had more Adnams at a London pod crawl than both Codger and Clivers.
You should enter the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
I thought we changed the rules a year or so ago, but I think the rule used to be you couldn't have a pod crawl without Adnams. Well, and in fact, I think the Sheffield pod crawl was probably the first one that we'd been to that Adams wasn't involved.
Yeah, about right. But we did find a place that had 300-odd different bottled beers, so I think we kind of compensated for that.
Oh, it was good.
Colin said that place would be wasted on me.
The one up in Sheffield?
Yeah, the 300 varieties
of
beer.
Yeah, it was good, though. Anyway, we're going to talk a bit more to you in a bit, Irk. First of all, just want to say a quick hello to everybody who's in the chat room at the moment. It's a little bit light on the ground tonight, but I think that's my fault, because I didn't send the Twitter, Facebook thingy message out until about an hour ago. So, Caroline, who's in the chat room this evening?
Well, there's me, you and Irk. I can say an extra person this
time. You can change your nickname now if you want, Irk.
I can.
There's Chris from Canada. There's John the Nice Guy, who's not being very nice today because he made us lose the game, so now everybody else lost the game. Booyah.
I've forgotten about that.
Lainey, Phil from work, and Popey, who's probably asleep again.
He's not there. I've tried poking him a few times.
Is Charlie there?
Is Charlie?
Charlie!
We might have to put links into the show notes.
Yes. And it's Irk's fault, because it's another obsession we've got now.
Yes, we played Irk.
You're in the cave, Charlie!
we played Irk the Weeble and Bob Badger loop.
Yes.
Badger. And he said, have you heard about Charlie? So you played as Charlie. Now we've got Charlie going around our heads at the moment. Anyway, tell you what, let's play some music. This is another of one of Irk's favourite bands from Australia. This is Foundry Road. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Chris from Canada, and you're listening to the Bugcast.
Was Singleton with Alive Again from Kiev in the Ukraine. They're an indie rock band characterized by a raw guitar driven sound and heartfelt emotional vocals. Avant-garde of Ukrainian indie music since 2004. I wanted to say 1994 for some reason.
You did, yeah.
Extensive touring experience. Their debut EP Storms was released in 2009, and their long-awaited debut album The High Seas, which this is a track of, was released in November 2010. You've got Alina on vocals, lyrics, acoustic guitar. You've got Jim on guitars. Chuchun on bass and backing vocals. Chuchun, C-H-O-O-C-H-O-O-N. And maybe a nickname, I don't know.
So if he was going to leave the band, he'd would go he train the next person?
Oh.
Sorry.
And Vitalik on drums and percussion. You can find out more by going to singleton.com.ua. And again, that was from Jamendo, so... Doris is a busy girl tonight. It's getting even worse. And before that, we had one of Irk's selections, which was Foundry Road with Electric Sky, which we have played before, that we same have, track, yes. But it is a stonking track, so that's fine. They're a four-piece and melodic metal band from Blacktown in Australia, and they have a disregard of notions of... Sorry, they disregard all notions of limits, and they have a nostalgic feel, perfectly blended with the sound of New Age metal, and were established in 2008. And their band members are Simon, Scott, Brad, and Explain. And you can find out more by going to foundryroad.com.
Or you could ask her. Can I tell you all about
them? Yes, because Irk seems to be on lots of photos now with Foundry Road and various other things.
Mm. Yes, if you subscribe to Irk's Facebook, which is at facebook.com/channelirk. Channelirk. He's got loads of photographs on there with the gang. So, wonderful. Awesome tracks. Well, I suppose we've spoken about where you've been on your tour. What's next? Where are you going to head after here?
After seeing you guys, I'm off to catch the tail end of the Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend of mine back home in Australia. Hi, Amy. Who keeps on saying to me, dude, you've got to hit Edinburgh. You've got to hit Edinburgh. I'm like, it's on the list. It's there. It's fine. And then I'm going over to Glasgow, to Liverpool, to Dublin, back to London, shooting back across over to Amsterdam. And then on my way home, because as I said earlier, it's a long way to and from Europe, I'm going to spend a week in Hong Kong on the way back.
Nice.
And so you're probably wondering, how come I've got so much time off work and do I have a job to go back to?
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Oh, that's
yes,
right.
We had this conversation yesterday because Irk's mum on Facebook befriended a friend of mine from Conisbrough because she does cakes, and I sent Judy a picture of a cake with an elephant on, and since then they've got... So Crazy Cake Lady came up yesterday to meet Irk.
Yes, that was interesting because I came home from work and walked in the door and saw Lorraine said, hello, what are you doing here? And then it twigged. I thought, of course you know Judy.
You hadn't seen the three-way Facebook conversation that was going home mainly on the X76 bus.
X78, yeah.
No, I didn't. Excellent. So...
Because it's one thing to do say is that when I met Irk at the station, it's very bizarre meeting somebody for the first time but knowing them for so long.
Yes.
So knowing who to look out for, knowing how he's going to sound as soon as he starts speaking, knowing a bit about the kind of person he is. And it's very strange. Same with the first pod crawl. The first pod crawl, we'd never met those people before, but we knew... majority of them.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same with you as well, Irk, but when we did the pod crawl, and like you say, we knew what these people sounded like. Well, of course we did. We knew what they looked like because we'd seen pictures. But still, the first time you hear that person speak, you're thinking, hang on a second. Because when I walked through the door and you were there and you were talking, I'm thinking, that doesn't sound right. Even though it was the same... face and it was the same voice, because I've never actually heard them at and seen him in the same place. So it is really strange, isn't it?
Yes.
Same with you, actually.
Oh, when we first met.
Yeah.
Yes. Me and Dave sort of met via the internet, and we've been married 10 years in December, so
it's been a long 10 years.
Hoo hoo hoo.
Well, 10 years is a long time. I didn't mean that it's been made longer.
Maybe you married 10 years, we've been together for longer than that.
We have.
We've been through.
And a half.
Yes.
Yes.
I know I did comment to both of you last night that I felt like I was getting my own episode of the Bugcast without the music.
Yes.
Yeah, I think Irk will testify that these little, open quotes, domestics, close quotes, that we have on the Bugcast, they are real life. They're not put on, are they?
No.
But they're not a slangy match. They're in jest.
No, they are.
Dave just called me bossy yesterday because I asked him to hoover the floor.
Yeah, too right.
But in the meantime, I was putting the kids to bed, going to get food, coming back.
That's your job. But I do remember...
I haven't got anything to throw. We're in the wrong room.
You're not sleeping with me tonight, Dave. Just quietly.
Okay, I'll have a sofa then. Do you know what? I forgot what I was going to say again.
You always do.
There's too much going on. I'm just losing the plot. Hey ho.
What plot?
Ooh,
the game.
Oh, no.
Charlie.
Candy Mountain, come to Candy Mountain.
Oh, dearie me.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no, that's what I was going to say.
So Candy Mountain and Charlie reminded
you. It did remind me for no apparent reason. When you first came to live with me, we lived in Sippenham, just outside Slough.
Uh-huh.
And there's a large Asda in the middle of Sippenham, which was where we did most of our shopping. And the whole open quote domestics close quote thing.
Oh, we used to do that.
We used to play on it.
Oh,
because
yes.
We'd go into the middle of Asda and we'd start a conversation and we both knew what we were doing, even though it was not pre-planned. We'd start to wind each other up to the point where we would have an absolute all-out domestic in the middle of Asda. People are stopping. They've stopped what they're doing. You've got somebody who's got like a box half drawn from a shelf staring at us because they're watching us have this absolute domestic, which we have totally fabricated.
Yes.
And it's great fun. it really is.
That's how we've always been.
If we
genuinely argue, it ends in one of two ways. One of us will usually get teary, which has probably been me, and then we have a little chat and that's fine. But usually it ends by we escalate to a point where we both fall into fits of giggles.
Yes, that happens more often than not.
Does Dave owe the chat room a slab?
Sorry?
Does Dave owe the chat room a slab?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Do I?
I don't know. Was that you ringing?
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah. No, we do the same thing at work. If we're in a meeting and the boss's phone goes off, we say that's £10 for the pot. Right. Going back to you for a second, Irk. How long have you been podcasting for now?
I started podcasting in May, June 2007.
Okay, and that was with Irk Pod.
That was with Irk Pod and a spin-off from Irk Pod that was about the Australian version of Big Brother.
Right.
And rather imaginative title of Irk to the Diary Room.
So, what made you decide to go into music podcasting?
Well, I'd been listening to music shows such as Ouroboros and Dark Compass with Rolly in the latter part of 2008. By that stage, my talk show had been going for about a year and a half. Mm. I was doing regular live shows. Some of those live shows went up to 6 hours, my very last live one.
Blimey.
Because we had people continually coming in and out of the studio, in and out of Skype. And I think from memory, I was at about 5 hours 50. And I thought, well, we're only 10 minutes away from 6 hours. Let's go to 6 hours and then we'll stop. So I had all this great music, mainly from Ariel Publicity, Cyber PR at the time. And I was mainly using those pieces of music as filler. Mm. If Skype went down or if I wanted to change the topic or whatever, I'll change the mood. I'll just put a track on. And then I thought, well, I'm wasting all of this awesome music that the artists are putting a lot of time, effort, and money into producing. So I thought, well, I could help to share the love, as we might say. And so at the start of 2009, I started Irk FM. This week saw the release of episode 180 from Podcrawl. I would never have thought of saying it like that with Rodrigo from Portugal, and that's how we actually started that episode in Portugal.
Right.
And then ended it at the Podcrawl.
Oh, you didn't do it live then?
Sorry?
You didn't do the show live from Podcrawl?
We recorded a Podcrawl, but it didn't go anywhere.
Ah, right.
We didn't stream it or anything like that.
That would have been cool.
That would have been cool, but we were doing enough, Colin, Rolly and I, between 8 pubs. Rolly actually plotted the course on Google Maps. We saw it a fair distance.
Mm. I'm guessing that Rolly actually decided on the route, did he?
Pretty much.
Predominantly.
I think
Rolly is the route guy, though.
Towards the end of it, it was, can we find somewhere that has Adnams in there?
Yeah.
We went to the spiritual home of British music podcasting, Pub Crawling, the Pillars of Hercules.
Yeah.
And even they didn't have Adnams.
I can't believe that.
That's terrible.
We've drunk that place dry on at least two occasions that we've been at. So that's just crazy.
According to the manager there, they've only just changed over. And so where we actually found Adnams, I can't remember the name of the actual club, but it was just around the corner from Covent Garden Tube Station.
Yeah.
And that's where we ended up.
Yeah.
Right. Because looking at the map, the route for Urquhart London was very similar to that of the Spring Pod Crawl in London earlier on this year. And it kind of has Rowley's mark on it.
It was a rather excellent introduction into London for someone who had never been. I hadn't done any of the touristy things at that point.
Mm.
And so doing this pod crawl through parts of Soho, Covent Garden and the like, Piccadilly Circus, Oxford Circus, all those sort of places, was a great introduction. And I actually found myself over the coming days going back to the area and using that as a base in exploring further.
Mm.
Thank you, Robin.
Yeah, it is good.
Because he was saying that he went to check out Buckingham Palace, but he wasn't impressed.
There's nothing there. There is something there, obviously. But the only reason you'd actually go to Buckingham Palace is if something was happening outside it. If there's nothing happening, then it's just a large stone building.
A lot of people can pay. People can pay to go in and have a look around.
Sorry, a large, expensive stone building.
Yeah, it's. I don't think I've ever paid to go inside.
I saw a film at one point, quite some time ago, where it was set in the future and Buckingham Palace was a premium hotel called Buckingham House. That's what's going to happen. You know, the monarchy will be downgraded and all the royal buildings like Windsor Castle and Balmoral and that place just out of Woodstock, Blenheim Palace, they're all going to be turned into national trust properties. Yes.
Well, I have said to work to check out Edinburgh Castle because there is something to see there, and I've warned him about 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock,
yes.
I've just said to him he'll know who the tourists are because they'll all jump.
Mm.
I was actually more impressed by Tower Bridge than what I was about Buckingham Palace.
Oh, Tower Bridge is quite interesting. Did you actually watch it while it was moving?
No.
Oh, right, okay. No, but it's yeah, there are some really nice things in London, some things that you can look at and sort of realise there's a heritage, but some places there isn't.
I've caught a really good selection of awesome gigs while I was in here, when I was in London.
Mm.
I arrived from Paris on the Eurostar last Thursday, and then I went over to the hotel in Glamorsmith. And then I had to get my bearings and head over to Islington, and I saw the wonderful Jordan Rain perform, and that was rather awesome.
Mm.
And, yes. And before the awesome Jordan Rain, there were three separate metal acts. And if anyone knows me, they know that I love my metal, as you would have heard with Foundry Road and Emotus a bit earlier. In October, I'm actually launching another podcast called Irk FM Metal Monday, which, not surprisingly, is by me, is metal, and is on Monday.
Mondays, yeah. It does what it says on the tin.
Yeah, exactly.
And so there were three metal acts, all varying styles, before Jordan. And then on Monday night, just gone, I went and saw Melbourne band Me, and they were launching their UK single. And so they absolutely set the floor alight, and I actually recorded them live as well. So
I heard the recording was very good.
So I'm hoping to listen to more of that live recording because I'm might be experienced when it comes to podcasting in general and music podcasting over the last 2.5 years. But actually going out into the field and recording shows, I'm still relatively new at that.
Mm.
And so there's a big difference between being at a Swedish music festival where you don't understand the words and you get accused of scaring the band because you're taking their photo. There's a big difference between that and me, as we'll hear.
Excellent. So they've slightly distracted because...
I got accused of portraying royalists as Hitler. In the chat room. Don't ask. It's just not worth going there. Now,
can we take Hitler to Candy Mountain?
Hitler. That Hitler might not be a bad idea. It doesn't have the same ring, does it?
No.
See, Kyle.
I'll show you what Hitler thinks of Candy Mountain a bit later.
Okay. Very quickly, you joked earlier on about where you're finding the time to tour the world, basically.
Yeah.
But a genuine question out of that is, where do you find the time to do so much podcasting?
A lot of it comes down to I have a dedicated studio in what used to be my bedroom at home. So everything's set up, so I don't have to spend a lot of time like we have tonight, setting up, tearing down gear. It's not uncommon for me to get home. I am a train driver back home in Sydney. And so it's not unknown for me to come home at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and put my big studio headphones on and record an episode of Irk FM or my other shows. So some people might wind down after a day of work with TV or something like that. I don't have kids. I don't have a girlfriend.
I was about to mention those two, yeah.
I don't have a TV in the studio.
Because you got a little hint about how hectic it is with kids, didn't you, today, with the amount of things that the kids did something and they got fed up and had to pack all that away and then start something else.
Mm.
Then they started arguing and then they weren't arguing. Then they wanted something else doing. Then they wanted to draw things. So that is pretty much... But Dave may work full-time, I work part-time, but I have a full-time job with the kids.
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
But having really said couldn't. That, compared to many kids that I have dealings with on my trains, your two girls are angels.
Yes.
They are. I'm not going to dispute that.
They don't argue very often, and they don't really argue. They just get whiny. But Amy is pushing boundaries at the moment because she's learnt that when somebody says no, she can turn around and say, but I want to, and goes, does it anyway. Or tries to do it anyway before she realises I can shout louder than she can.
Well, the time will come soon when I start hanging her outside the window from her feet, so she'll learn.
This is why Dave wasn't sure about having a third one, because he was worried about having another girl.
Oh, I couldn't cope with it. It's not just not having another girl. I'm not sure whether I could cope with having another child, to be honest. You know, we've gone through the
I've
the
already two. Got three.
I'm not a child. Hang on, that's just wrong.
What?
I'm my own father.
What?
If you have three children...
Two actual children and one figuratively speaking at times.
Well, you're...
I thought you were about to do something then to prove it, because you're about to burp.
I'm just waiting for Dave to tell someone to get off his lawn.
I've done that before. Get off my land. Anyway, I tell you what, let's have some more music. This is Major Major.
Desiccated, I've become so hollow. color. Put me in a box and suffocate me. Wait to see if I am dissipating. And I come undone. I will always come undone. And I come undone.
madeinthukshow.co.uk and follow the instructions. And remember, no coppers if you ever want to hear your music again.
that was a very sudden ending.
That wasn't expected.
That was Trench Town Oddities, We've Never Let You Fall.
The end of the song was an oddity.
From Cornwall in Canada, because Canada. Canada seems to steal all of our place names. They're a five-piece band with Sean Hogg Harley on vocals and guitar, Steve Vegas Bix Rastinet on backing vocals and guitar, Nick Esquilato Khalil on bass, Randy Ranman Lalande on djembe, bongos and percussion, and Todd Harrington on drums and percussion. And they obviously just all had long, really weird names to make me confused.
I think they made them up just for you.
Yes. They're an eclectic blend of pop, funk, rock, blues and reggae, and sometimes referred to as Caribbean pop or rock reggae. You can find out more by going to trenchtownoddities.com. And again, they're sourced from Jamendo, so Doris is really busy tonight.
We'll wheel Doris out later.
Yes. And before that was Major with Undone from Austin in Texas. Not to be confused with the Major band that are in Liverpool, which I almost did when I was doing my show notes. Jason on keyboards and vocals, Dave on guitars and backing vocals, Craig on guitar and backing vocals, Jordan on bass, Scott on drums. And they're influenced by supercomputers, politics, literature, session, beer, and significant others. And you can find out more by going to myspace.com/majormajorrocks. They do have a website, but it doesn't seem to work. And again, Jamendo, so Doris is doing it again. No, every time I talk about Doris.
I think I'm going to have to meet Doris.
Yes.
I'm sure.
John the Nice Guy told me that I was getting a bit too much now with the Doris things, but he's going to have to suggest how we should refer to Doris, as it's his baby, as it were.
Yeah. Nice, even though, come on. Oh, no, he would probably agree with that, thinking about it. So, John, you need to introduce Doris to Erk, although you will hear Doris later on anyway.
Yes.
You may not have missed the irony of me putting a Made in the UK show bumper in the middle of a show that has absolutely no UK tracks in it whatsoever.
We were saying that. Yeah. Erk has come and selected three tracks, all from
Australia.
I've selected five tracks, none of which are from the UK, but they were chosen by a UK podcaster. So there's a bit of UK in there.
I almost gave Caroline nothing to do. Because I've got a lot more tracks up my sleeve.
Yes, but I was already selecting quite a few, so I might have some more next week.
You're always welcome to put tracks our way generally. We've not got a problem with that.
John the Nice Guy's suggestion is Doris is getting busy. Now, come on, I think that's a little bit more suggestive that Doris is doing it. No, actually, no, it's probably not.
No. Doris is getting jiggy with it. No.
Doris is a very naughty girl.
Was that Monty Python or was that Charlie?
Monty Python. Doris!
Come that was Charlie. Take Doris to Candy Mountain quick. Take Caroline to Candy Mountain.
Right, please, in the show notes, we will make sure.
Please remind me to put that in the show notes.
That there is a link to Charlie and Candy Mountain.
Oh, it's just crazy, crazy, crazy. Well, there's only one track left to play, so we will sort that out in a... is there?
Yes.
Next week, the Bugcast episode 174.5. Sorry, we'll be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room on Friday the 2nd, I think it is, of September. If you want to get in contact with the show, you can do so by dropping an email to... Brain froze! By dropping an email to feedback@thebugcast.org. And you can also head along to the show notes at thebugcast.org/contact for more details about how you can get in touch using social media and social networking. We did have some feedback from last week. I don't know whether you spotted it, but we had a tweet from Belladonna.
Yes, because you had a little conversation with them.
Yes. Last week, we played a track of theirs called...
Don't do that to me.
It was a great track. I can't remember what it was called. But anyway, it featured Michael Nyman's Her Heart Asked the Pleasure First, the theme tune from the piano. And... yeah, they said thank you for playing the track. We said thank you for making it. And we started talking about Michael Nyman, and what I didn't realise, and the reason why he's actually credited in it, is that Michael Nyman gave his permission to the band to use that that track in their in that music.
It was called Let There Be Light.
Let There Be Light, that
yes,
was
he
it.
Just bet me to it. I was on there as well.
So, yes, thank you very much indeed, you guys, for getting in touch. No one else has taken up on the challenge to do bumpers for us.
So get it sorted.
Get it sorted. If Lainey produced a bumper for us, which was brilliant. Chris from Canada produced a bumper for us a few weeks prior. We have bumpers from Erk. We have bumpers from Anyone's Guess. We have bumpers from Leonie from Cambridgeshire.
Eli.
And such like. We need more.
Who can we pick
bumpers.
On? So we want one from Popey. We want one from Phil from work.
In fact, no. I don't want a bumper from Popey. I want a promo for you at the Ubuntu UK podcast from Popey, as I have asked for in the past.
And a bumper. Be greedy.
Okay. Yeah, we'll have a bumper as well. But I think the finger of fate this week should point to Phil from work.
Yes.
So your challenge.
And he can't say he hasn't got time for it, because every day this week he's posted the bruise that he got from paintballing. So that's going to take some time, posing from the window and doing bruise watch. So whilst he's doing bruise watch, he could be recording a bumper.
Exactly. So your mission, should you choose, well, you're going to have to accept it, basically, is to produce a bumper for us for next week, please, Phil, if you wouldn't mind.
And Chris from Canada's
has just
to
offered
more.
To do some more. Fantastic.
So she can
so
get John
some.
Involved whilst they're losing the game over
Lainey's
in Canada.
Lainey's asked where ours are. Well, you're listening to it. We do the show. We don't do the bumpers. Hang on.
We've got to get some from the kids as well.
Hang on a minute. We have got a bumper. Oh, where's it gone? Where's it gone? Where's it gone?
Hi, I'm Eric from Channel Oak, and you're listening to David on the podcast.
That's your bumper.
Yes, I know.
That's your bumper. No, this is ours.
Oh, baby.
And you are listening to the podcast. We'll play some fantastic music, and we'll have a chat about some stuff. Thank you very much, Caroline. Rule number one of podcasting, and Citronella will keep more than just bugs away. Because it's the music and the talking that keeps bringing me back for more.
Excuse me.
Head along to the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live.
What?
If you can just wait the next few minutes before you fall asleep.
Okay, I'm blushing now.
In Yorkshire, anything's possible. Although... Oh, shut up.
Oh, dear.
That was a good
sorry, that was the next one. yes, it was us, but we can't really claim credit for that one.
We have the very good Nick Tan one. Because every time the kids said mummy to me, that's what Irk thought of. Mummy. Should we not replay those in the after show and actually finish the show?
Should we? Oh, okay. That's
so would you like me to introduce the final track?
No. I think we should say thank you to Irk, first of all.
Yes, thank you,
Irk. For
being
here. Thank you for coming to see. Thank you for staying with us.
That's absolutely my pleasure. As Jordan Rain said to me the other day, I came 60,000 miles to go and see her in one of her gigs. I've travelled a long way to see you guys, and it's been an absolute pleasure.
Excellent.
Well, you're always welcome whenever you're in this area. So, yeah, it's been great. So thank you very much indeed for being here.
And hope we're not too crazy.
I think I knew what I was getting myself into, Caroline.
No, you didn't. You hadn't met the kids.
I have now.
Now.
Hi, kids.
So, yeah, that's pretty much it. So what are we going to play out with?
It's the final track, and it was another one selected by Irk from Melbourne in Australia with me and Like a Fox. They are purveyors of theatrical rock, combining classical piano, vocal harmonies, choirs, groove, and soaring guitars. They're a four-piece band, and they're cracking. So it's meband.com, and cue the music.
Brilliant. So, yes, we'll catch you next week. Irk, thank you again.
My pleasure. Thanks.
And take it. Speak soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Submits its Creative Commons tracks to cchits.net, the site where you make the charts. If you have enjoyed these tracks, please vote for them, using the links in the show notes. Or if you want to get even more involved, visit cchits.net.